The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Tom Williamson of KIIC in Albia and Aaron Summers with the Pocahontas Record Democrat. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Well, thank you for allowing us this Capitol Hill report and participation. Senator Grassley, we are bombarded daily with commercials indicating the Republican candidate, and anybody's name seems to fit there, want to destroy programs like Medicare and Social Security this election, and maybe take out our health insurance as well. Would you shed some light on these kind of blanket accusations, please?
Yeah. First of all, at least in Joni Ernst's campaign, there's $100 million being spent on these negative ads, and it's all being directed by Senator Schumer, the majority leader, because if he can flip Iowa, the Democrats can take over the United States Senate, and he'll be majority leader, and they'll do away with the filibuster, and they'll make Puerto Rico a state and D.C. a state and get four more Democrat senators and all that stuff. That's what this is all about. And I've never seen this amount of money. I've spent maybe no more than $8 million and not all that on television in my campaign. So let me answer your question about Social Security and Medicare. I'm telling you that if every senior citizen in the United States realized how scared every Republican and Democrat member of Congress, meaning 535 of us, are afraid of losing the senior vote, they would know that there's no fear whatsoever of Medicare and Social Security being done away with. And yet this is something that comes up every election, that somehow Republicans are going to destroy Social Security and Medicare. The last time Social Security was affected by the Congress of the United States was when it needed to be changed because it was running out of money 35 years ago. Reagan and Tip O'Neill got together in a bipartisan way to save Social Security. And so it's still strong. And so it's just ridiculous. But the only way Democrats can get elected and get the senior vote is to scare seniors, and that's what it's all about. And I'll give you an example of where the Democrats themselves stripped several hundred billion dollars out of Medicare. They needed money to finance Obamacare, and they took money out of Medicare to do that by cutting back on reimbursements for hospitals and doctors and stuff like that.
Thank you, Senator.
Yesterday, President Trump had announced that he didn't see didn't foresee signing a stimulus package until after the election. And then hours later, he started tweeting and said that he would sign a bill for at least certain items, including like direct stimulus for individual Americans. And it looked like some more payroll protection plan funding. What is your take on the situation as it stands this morning, and what should Americans believe about the potential of another stimulus at this point?
Well, the president iterated a two-step approach. One, it's impossible to get an agreement with Pelosi if she's not willing to come down below $2.2 trillion. And the president, too much of a move to satisfy me, but it might be able to get a compromise. He was willing to go up to $1.6 trillion. So he's saying that since she won't come down from $2.2 trillion, and remember, this is on top of the $3 trillion that we appropriated back in March, and all that money isn't spent. So he's saying we're going to stop negotiation there. And then what he was saying is, to Pelosi and to the public through his Twitter, there's just a lot of things in this package we agree on. And I think he or Mark Meadows have listed a lot of things that there's agreement on. He's saying, why don't we go with what we agree on and get that done and help the people that we can help without a complete package. So I think the president is being very realistic. He knows Pelosi won't come down to a figure he can sign a bill that's more responsible. And secondly, he's saying, you know, there's so much agreement between Republicans and Democrats, so let's move on that as a separate issue. Next.
Senator Grassley, yesterday or the day before, you and Senator Ron Johnson called for the FBI to produce documents and declassify some documents and asking in general for increased transparency, I think, in regard to Crossfire Hurricane, that investigation. What's at stake here, and should FBI Director Wray resign?
Yeah. Let me tell you what Crossfire Hurricane is. It was a spying that went on by the FBI of the Trump campaign, which everybody now knows was a political move on the part of the Democrats to keep the president from being elected. And all of this blew up when Mueller spent $30 million and didn't find anything wrong. And then you had impeachment, and they couldn't impeach. But this goes way back to the last election. So we've been trying to get this information out. And so we have been, the letter that you're referring to was a follow-up of several other letters that Senator Johnson and I have sent to the Justice Department. Why can't we get this information declassified and get it out of the public? Because we want the public to know what government was doing things affecting the civil liberties of the American people. And if it can happen to Trump, it can happen to you and Aaron, as an example, or it can happen to Chuck Grassley. And we want this truth out. Now, I think I'll know this afternoon when I have a conversation with the Attorney General on this point. But I think maybe the president took care of this yesterday by declassifying a lot of this information. But we'll have to find out if it declassifies everything. So the truth is going to finally come out after 4 or 5 years of how the civil liberties of the president was being violated. And if the FBI can do it to them, they can do it to other people. Next.
There's been a lot of discussion about fears about fraud, voter fraud, in this upcoming election. Can you talk, a little bit about, historically, we have not had an excessive amount of voter fraud in the United States. Do you think that we are focusing on something that's kind of a boogeyman here a little bit? Or can you talk to your constituents about the sanctity of the American election process?
We've had very little fraud in Iowa. In the last election, we had some people that had a criminal background that shouldn't have been allowed to vote. I think we had somebody that wasn't a citizen that was allowed to vote. But it's I expect the vote count in Iowa to be honest and above board. So if you're mailing in your ballot, get it mailed in early, and things of that nature. But I've heard so much in other states. And this wouldn't apply to the other 49 states, but it might apply to a significant number of them. Like in Virginia, a person getting a ballot for his mother that died 11 years ago. In New Jersey, where people, there was so much fraud in the election with the counting of the ballots that the judge had to order a new election. Ballots for this election thrown in a creek in Pennsylvania. And there's just so many examples like that I think it's legitimate to raise concern. And one way for people to protect themselves from that concern is vote in person.
Senator Grassley, you and Senator Daines from Montana and the Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts from Kansas reintroduced the Charitable Conservation Easement Program Integrity Act. Why? What's this about? Why is it necessary? And as I read it, it seemed like a citizen would really be outraged if this had come to light.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the IRS was on this before I got on it a couple years ago, but we found out that there's a real conspiracy to get for people to save taxes for wealthy people. to invest in land and then donate it to a nonprofit organization. And when you donate it, then we will increase the value of it for tax purposes and save you a lot of money. There's some people say you could save two or three tax dollars for every $1 you give to the nonprofit. And so this artificial increase in the valuation of land given for easements for nonprofits is just almost a fraud on every honest taxpayer. And so we want to put a stop to it, and that's what this bill will do. Although I want to compliment IRS, because I think they're going after these people too, but we found just a lot of this. And if you're interested in it, there's a report you can get from my finance committee that we just put out.
In May, I think it was, you had announced an investigation into meatpacking plants, and I just hadn't followed up. Has there been any results from that investigation yet with regards to concerns about price gouging?
I don't have an update on the Justice Department, except to thank the Justice Department for finally taking our concerns seriously, because over years we've had other investigations of the meatpacking industry, and I don't think they took them very seriously. I don't have an update on the Justice Department, but we do have a report out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture that basically has 12 suggestions to increase market transparency so that the independent producer knows what a fair price for his hogs are on a particular day, so that they can market more accurately and make sure that they get the top dollar that they want for their pigs and cattle. So those and of course in that area, what the U.S. Department of Agriculture is suggesting is that we pass legislation in these areas. But we've never really had the U.S. Department of Agriculture take a firm and aggressive stand like Secretary Perdue has on what we call price transparency. Thanks to each of you for participating today.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom and Aaron, for participating in today's Public Affairs Program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.